Okay, my friends. So it is officially cold and icy and snowy in some parts of the world. Not here, but it is the season of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. And all of our friends in the Northwest area, our Canadian friends, our friends who live in the northern parts of America, you guys are up to your knees in snow right about now, huh? Well, we have a friend today in our story who likes snow a great deal. And so we're going to read a story for our snow-loving friends. And before we get started, we want to give our patrons shout out because we have a special group of friends that encourage us and support us and help us get new... What? Help us get new stories out every single day so that you guys have fresh stories. So we want to say a special thank you to our patron friends. Do you remember their names? Arby and Lila. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for supporting us. Thanks for being part of our team and our friends. Oh, and I need to let you know that today there is a special person joining me, but he just like the main character in our story today, doesn't say a word, just maybe licks things. Are you ready for your story? Nod. Okay, yes. Then, my friends, let us begin our story today with Mommy and her mimic, whatever his name might be. Today's story is Disney's Frozen 2, Bruni's Big Adventure. And this was written by Suzanne Francis and illustrated by Griselda Stratawanata LeMay. Wow, what a wonderful last name. Stratawanata LeMay. Here we go. All the spirits of nature loved having Elsa with them inside the enchanted forest. Bruni, the fire spirit, was especially fond of her. The two would sometimes ride together on the Waternock, which is the name of their horse, right? Bruni liked seeing the forest rush by and feeling the cool breeze. And I bet because he's kind of fiery, isn't he? Yeah. One day, while on a ride with Elsa, Bruni spotted something white and fluffy. It looked like snow, and Bruni loved snow. The fire spirit said goodbye to Elsa and went to check it out. It was Olaf. Bruni wondered what it was like to be a snowman. You know what I think it's like to be a snowman? It's a good joke for you. What is it like to be a snowman? It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool because they're made out of snow. Okay. Bruni watched Olaf skip down the path. Then Bruni tried to skip down the path. Now, just a pause here. What kind of critter is Bruni? He's a fire lizard, right? Yeah. So, lizards, do you think he's going to have a good time skipping? I don't know. Let's see. Bruni watched Olaf draw a picture. Oh, he's drawing a picture right there. Mm-hmm. In the ground. So then Bruni tried to draw a picture. I wonder if he was successful. Looks like it. But I don't know. Lizards maybe can't draw very well. Let's see. Bruni watched Olaf twirl around and around. And then Bruni tried to twirl around and around and... I don't know. When I'm looking at the picture, it kind of looks like maybe he's a little bit off kilter. He looks dizzy.
Cufflop.
Yeah. Bruni watched Olaf close his eyes and smell a flower. Then Bruni tried it too. When Olaf sat against a tree and began to read, Bruni sat on the other side. And listened.
Bruni liked the way Olaf read.
"Hi," said Olaf. "Can I join you?" Bruni nodded
before leading the way. Bruni knew just what to do. Oh, I wonder what he's going to do. What's he doing? Well, first he's twirling, because he'd seen Olaf do that earlier.
As Bruni and Olaf stopped to smell the flowers, they disturbed
a bumblebee.
Now, Bruni jumped back, startled, and he began to glow red. Oh, my goodness. The snowman knew what would happen if Bruni became upset. "It's okay," said Olaf. But Bruni was getting hotter.
Uh-oh, I'm worried.
Then Bruni ignited. Do you know what that means? That's a big word, ignited. That means that he lit himself on fire and went up in flames. Olaf tried to help, but he had to mind his twig arms.
Do you know what that means?
And that means he had to be very careful about where his arms were. Because what do twigs do if you get them in fire?
Burn up.
They burn up. You're absolutely right. Finally, Bruni leaped onto Olaf's head to cool off. Hope he didn't burn him. Elsa returned and smiled when she saw them having fun together. "It looks like you two have been having fun." She moved her hands and made a pile of snow, especially for Bruni. And Bruni jumped right into it.
Well, you gotta cool down if you're a fire lizard, right?
Elsa laughed. "You look like a snowman, Bruni," she said.
"You do,"
agreed Olaf. Now, Bruni loved being a snowman. And I think he's had enough practice now. He might be pretty good at it. What do you think?
The end. Ow, on my face.
Watch out, fire lizards coming at ya.
And that, my friends, is the end.